dog days of higher interest rates. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. In about 4 hours, we'll get a bulletin likely saying the Federal Reserve has raised interest rates slightly to a 22-year high. And there may be hints about whether more of these are coming, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
The Federal Reserve has raised interest rates by 5 percentage points since early last year in an effort to make it more expensive to borrow and spend, cool down the economy, and beat back inflation. We did get some good news last month. Headline inflation for June was up just 3% over last year. But core inflation, which strips out volatile food and energy prices, rose by more than 4%. That's more than twice the Fed's target. Fed Chair Jerome Powell told Congress last month that some Fed officials think it'll be appropriate to raise rates, quote, somewhat further by the end of the year. But the Fed will take it meeting by meeting. At today's press conference, expect Chair Powell to say what the Fed does next depends on the data. And there will be a lot of data for the Fed to chew on before its next meeting in September, including the Fed's favorite measure of inflation, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, due out this Friday. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Markets are wait and see. The Dow's flat. The S&P and the NASDAQ are each down 0.1%. The 10-year interest rate, steady, 3.89%. The head of a big British bank, NatWest, stepped down this morning after a subsidiary closed the bank account of former populist politician Nigel Farage, in part due to the man's politics. The NatWest CEO, Alison Rose, had told the BBC that Farage's account was closed due to insufficient funds, but documents show that wasn't the full story. Farage is a right-wing firebrand who was a powerful voice in pulling the UK out of the European Union. Here's Farage on the BBC today.
I was kicked out of the bank because of my political views. What on earth does that have to do with the bank? Their job is to run a bank, not to become moral arbiters. The frightening piece is this. I am far from alone.
Separately, banks in the U.S. typically retain the legal right to close customer accounts for any reason without explanation. Over the years, there have been accusations from the left and the right that accounts were shut due to political considerations. What do we know about how nursing homes use government money? M.T. Connolly is an elder rights advocate, a lawyer, and a MacArthur Genius Grant winner with a new book out this week called The Measure of Our Age, Navigating Care, Safety, Money, and Meaning Later in Life. Welcome back to the program.
Great to be back. Thanks.
Nursing homes get a lot of the money from people who live there. They also get, you've seen estimates, maybe $100 billion a year from taxpayers. But you think not enough transparency about where that money destined for nursing homes really goes?
We don't know how much of the $100 billion in taxpayer dollars that nursing homes receive actually go to caring for and the benefit of residents. We should know that as consumers and as taxpayers.
And then it's your sense that we know maybe even less about money going into the assisted living companies, even more so than nursing homes?
That's correct. Nursing homes are regulated at the federal level, and they have to submit a lot of data, and you can measure apples to apples. To the extent that the data that are submitted are accurate, then you can compare one facility to another. But with assisted living, that's regulated at the state level, and it's very different from state to state, and often from assisted living facility to assisted living facility. So it makes it very difficult for consumers. Even people who have a lot of education and a lot of resources find navigating old age really complicated, whether it be care or the facilities or the financial issues or the navigating of autonomy safety interests. And we need to give people better guidance to do that.
You write about the tension between protecting older people and their right to their own autonomy, safety versus autonomy. You take both very seriously, but they're in a kind of tension in some sense, right?
That's exactly right. Most people are familiar with the question of if an older person is not a safe driver anymore, when do you take away the keys? That's a kind of common conversation. But we're not having conversations about issues like if somebody wants to live alone at home and is really unsafe there. What's the right thing to do? Or if someone has a new romantic partner that doesn't seem to have their best intentions in mind and maybe even is taking their money, what's the right thing to do? Those are really complicated ethical and philosophical questions that, again, we don't provide either families or policymakers enough guidance on.
Yeah, I mean, it's been said, you know, if you test cognitively fine, in a sense, you have a right to be stupid with your own money, but maybe with limits, right? Because it could affect your medium-term well-being if the money's run out for your own care because you decided at age 89 that that charming 39-year-old needs a lot of gifts from you.
Right. And the question is, when's the right time to intervene? Because all of us have the right to make stupid decisions throughout our lives. And as you alluded to, if you're giving away all the money to that cute 39-year-old, suddenly you might not have enough money to pay for care. You might lose your house. You might lose everything you own. If we have these conversations earlier, then that gives us an opportunity to say, oh, I know what mom or dad would want under these circumstances. But if we don't have the conversations, then often families are flying blind and trying to guess.
M.T. Connolly's book, The Measure of Our Age, Navigating Care, Safety, Money, and Meaning Later in Life. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, David.
We also talk about all the unpaid people doing shadow elder care, marketplace.org, if you missed that on the air today. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.